Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills and Doc Turner. This podcast is all about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Booking the Territory's pro wrestling podcast, where we bring on current independent wrestling stars and some of your favorite stars from the past, along with covering the week that was in the world of professional wrestling. This week's guest is another one, or should I say two, of the premier talents from Hood Slam, and they are Scott Rick and Rick Scott, the Stoner Brothers. You've heard us talk about them before out of Hood Slam in Oakland, California. But first, before we get to that discussion with the Stoner Brothers, I am not joined this week by the mentally irregular worst podcaster in the podcast game, Doc Turner. He's out saving humanity, giving birth to a kid, or his wife is, I should say. So he will be back maybe next week or in another week or two. It just depends on when we want to let him back. But as usual, I am joined by the greatest professional wrestling manager in the business today on the independent scene, Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. Harper, man, the good news is the Saints didn't lose.
That's right. They didn't lose.
The bad news is it was a bye week.
Yeah. LSU lost.
I was about to say that. The bad news is LSU had their asses handed to them again, with all that said. You know, besides the sports scene, how's everything going?
Doing all right, bro. You know, doing my thing here in Metairie, you know.
Getting ready to go to North Carolina
to wrestle Cade.
Big show, weekend. I've seen the advertisement of that. A lot of Wildcat guys on there. A lot of not just Wildcat guys, man. There's a lot of huge talent on there.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, didn't Matt Hardy on it?
Yeah, they got you name them, they're there.
Yeah, it's stacked. It's stacked. If you haven't seen the WrestleCade card in North Carolina, I'll pull it up during the podcast and I'll mention it. But I know a bunch of the Wildcat crew is going to be there. But honestly, it's a lot more than that. There's basically a ton of talent that is going to be on that card this coming weekend in North Carolina. What city is it in, Harper?
It's in Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem, that's right.
Yeah.
But it is stacked. So did I see DDP was going to be there too?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, like when I say you name them, they're there. I mean, I saw the poster. And I don't know how many is this guy, this guy, this guy. It's like, damn. That's
it's loaded.
What it's all about. Yeah.
It's Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson.
Kevin Nash.
I think Duggan's going to be there from what I saw.
Yeah.
And I think J.J. Dillon, Tully Blanchard, Barry Windham. If I'm making a mistake, my apologies. But I'm pretty sure they are all going to be there Saturday. For that show in Winston-Salem, going to be a real big card. So if you're in that area listening to the show, I'm sure you've heard about it if you're listening to the show at this point, but you might want to check it out. It's a real big deal going down, and a bunch of the local guys from the southern Louisiana area are heading down there. So, well, Harper, we're going to get into this thing, man, because I don't want to talk any Saints or LSU. Normally we spend a few minutes on it, but there's really nothing to talk about. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but I tell you one thing, bro. All these people screaming fire less miles, but be careful what you ask for. That's all I'm saying, bro.
It's always like that. Be careful what you ask
for. How you going to fire someone that's basically won 80% of his games?
Stupidity?
Yeah, bro. I mean, right, the guy's got a bad year. I mean, come on, bro.
Your fans going to be fans. They're going to be fanatics. They're going to act crazy.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
WWE
fans. Same thing. You know, they complain every week, but still tuning in. Just, you know, that's how it works. That's how it rolls. I don't get it, but yeah, I agree, man. 80% of his games. But, you know, the standard is win a championship, and he hadn't done that in a few years, so they're like firing. But to the point you make,
you
better be careful what you're asking for, because are you ready for 6-6 and 5-7 seasons?
Yeah, because I remember Florida did that. It took them until now to get relevant again. And I remember Nebraska did that.
They still ain't relevant.
They brought in Bo Pelini, and they fired him because he only won 9 or 10 games a year. And I don't even think they got 6 wins this year.
Be careful what you ask for.
For real.
That's all I'm going to say, my fellow Tiger fans from Louisiana, be careful what you ask for. We'll get to rolling on some news now related to the world of professional wrestling. Before I get into really getting into things, please check out ProWrestlingOpinion.com. Our columnist, Nick Lopez, puts up all the reviews from all the shows that you can think of, ROH, TNA, WWE. He, you name it, he pretty much writes about it each week on each show. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast, and then on Facebook, facebook.com/BookingTheTerritory. And then subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean.com, or Stitcher. We appreciate it. And help us grow the show that way. That way, when you subscribe, it automatically downloads to your device. All right, here's what I got, Harper. I got some crazy stuff this week, but I really didn't get some, the out the box type stuff. So here's the first two. They're kind of crazy. I'm gonna throw them at you, and I'll just get your rapid reaction on them. Derek on Facebook says, "If you had Survivor Series tickets, would you have gone to the show given the ISIS threat? And if so, would you take your kids?"
Yeah.
That's what I said. I mean, I don't know if it would have stopped me.
Nah, bro. Man, people make threats all the time, man.
Yeah, I mean, and think about it. That's right. And that's just a threat you heard about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's stuff that we do every day that's probably got some kind of threat on it. So, no. I'm not. I would have gone, especially if I paid a lot of money for tickets.
Yeah,
nah,
for
man.
So
listen to this dumbass that sent this in. Brent from Facebook says, "Maybe TNA and ROH should call in bomb threats to WWE events if they want to catch WWE." Go ahead and hit them with your catchphrase line there.
That's real classy.
So stupid, dude. Come on, man. That's just dumb. That's just, come on, man. Have some class. Type stuff, but
you know, someone gotta say dumb shit like that.
Hey, that's actually the only two stupid ones I had this week for the most.
Really?
Part. Yeah. Evidently, the promo I would say I cut, but all three of us cut last week on the internet turds chased them off. They must have been like, "Now we're not responding." And Charlie is no longer. Like, I went back to that message, and he's gone off of Facebook.
Oh, no.
Yeah, deleted his profile. Imagine that. Three friends.
He was a ghost.
Oh, yeah, he was a ghost. He was a ghost. Hey, but I did get a message from Doc Turner for the both of us. Doc said, "Uh-oh, look who's back. How about them Cowboys? Hashtag we them boys, bitches. You can tell Adam, Thog, Chip, Charlie," I don't know why he's naming Charlie, "Cordell, or whoever else is hating on my boys, that they can kiss it, bruh. Because we are back, bitches. And one more thing for you, Hamburger Helper and mild, not so menacing Mike Mills. Y'all mother flippers don't mess up my show tonight."
Yeah, I'll try.
This is too stupid. He was texting.
Super sperm.
He was texting me Sunday. Stupid stuff. Just stupid stuff. Uh-oh, look who's back. Did you see that play? Tony Romo looks so good.
3-7.
Thank you. And that's real classy. Hey, Wes wants to know from Facebook, why exactly does Zeb now hate the USA? And they've finally smartened up and let Alberto Del Rio speak Spanish. So can you give any sense to that as far as why all of a sudden they bring him back and he hates the USA?
I don't know, man. I watched that. I'm like, bro, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know either. We talked about that on last couple episodes. Like,
love Alberto Del Rio, and it's just like, no, bro. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit. At least in my opinion, it just doesn't look right.
He needs to be like, for me
himself,
to make that work, he's got to be either by himself or with Ricardo.
Yeah, that's it, right? It just looks weird. He's with this old, like, redneck guy with the Walmart electric scooter.
Next America.
You know? That's like, what?
I will say this. The only thing that I do see that kind of, I don't want to say, maybe a little bit makes me think that they may go in a decent direction is last night he hit him with the "you people" a bunch of times. You people.
Yeah.
Like in a derogatory manner. I don't know. I still think in the end somebody's going to kick Zeb out the scooter. That's I don't know how it happens, but I still think that's what plays out. I just don't, you know, the thing about wrestling, a lot of times the angle has to be given time to play out. You might not understand it at the beginning at first. So, you know, the thing with Zeb is he's talented when it comes to being on a mic and being a heel. So I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt a little bit. But if something doesn't start to break through in the next few weeks, you'll really see them hit the panic button and maybe dissolve it. Who knows? Yeah. But that's just my two cents on it.
I saw Jack Swagger came out to him last night.
He gets a great reaction still with that "We the People" stuff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, I don't know, I really wasn't watching as in, you know, I wasn't as focused on it at that time, but I mean, it seems like that gimmick, they really had a good thing going. I mean, he hadn't been on Raw regularly in a long time.
Yeah,
he can still walk out and do the "We the People" and get a reaction.
Yeah, it's been a good while since I've seen him around.
Yeah, well, I mean, every now and then he would do a spot, you know, where he'd come out, put somebody over, but not play a big role.
Yeah.
So Chance on Facebook, I have two questions for Mike. Doc, you stay out of this. Well, Doc's not here, Chance, so you're fine. What are your thoughts on TNA's move to Pop TV? Destination America has 60 million homes and Pop TV has 80 million next year, and ROH moving to Comet TV. I don't really have any thoughts on it.
Well, you see, we get Pop TV. Y'all get that?
Y'all got what, on Cox Cable?
Yeah.
We don't, well, you know, out here there's UVerse, DirecTV, there's a million, Time Warner, there's a million different cable or satellite outlets. UVerse does not offer Pop, but I was told they're going to start offering it in March of next year. So I ain't going to be able to watch TNA when it starts in January, even if I wanted to.
The only way I saw it, I was going through the channels, bro. I see Beverly Hills 90210. I was like, oh, hell yeah. And that's what they show on there. During the day, they got 90210, and I watched that for 2 hours, bro.
That's bro, little, you used to watch that shit, man?
Bro, that's my guilty pleasure, bro. I love 90210, bro. That's my ringtone.
The theme song? No.
And that's the only reason why I know him, a Pop TV.
Because you were a Beverly Hills 90210 fan.
Yeah, and then at I know for their like primetime spot, they show the soap operas that was on during the day. They show them during nighttime. So,
God.
I don't know what a wrestling show would be doing on there.
Well, I mean, you know what's funny? I don't know what a wrestling show, if you look at what comes on Destination America.
I even know, bro. I never seen that once. What is it?
Neither. Dude, they got dumb ass shows in there like Chasing Bigfoot and
it's like National Geographic or something?
No, it's not National Geographic. This is how bad it is. Like they had this show on there, it's like Finding Bigfoot. They got another show on there, and I only seen it because they'll show this stuff like before TNA would come on. Like I'd see, you know, that was the lineup. Or they'll show the commercial. So it's like a Bigfoot show, like a paranormal type of show. Nothing to do with anything close to wrestling whatsoever. It just doesn't fit. And the only thing that actually comes on that network that I guess is halfway decent, and I don't even watch this, they got this show called Barbecue Pitmasters. So I guess in a sense that's all right, but I'm not going to sit down and watch a barbecue show. But
yeah, for real. Yeah.
But my point is there's nothing to do with wrestling. So when this guy asked, what are the thoughts on TNA's moving to Pop TV? Well, my first thought is I ain't going to be able to watch it till March, even if I wanted to. Secondly, I had never heard of Pop TV until this week. So yeah.
What's the other one, Comet TV?
Yeah, ROH. I mean, well, we get the syndication.
I never heard of Comet TV.
ain't never heard of it either. It's funny because one of the listeners, he tweeted out, thank God for wrestling programs because that's the new version of TV Guide. And basically what he was saying was you through via wrestling, you find new program, you find new channels.
yeah, for real, huh?
they're debuting all these shows on these new networks or newer networks, and that's how you finding new channels, because I had never heard of Pop TV or Comet prior to the announcement last week. Go figure. So I don't really have any thoughts on it, Chance, as far as that goes, in case you want to know. And then his second question is, it was nice to see Strong versus Lethal this week on ROH TV, but I thought it was too little too late. Well, it's not really a question, a statement. I guess he's referring to the fact that they recorded it over a month ago, and now they just aired it where he lost the belt. I guess, you know, that would be my take on it. Hey, the Adam guy that we've sent over to Better Choices, Adam said, I told you guys last week that Roman was ready. After the way he was screwed at Survivor Series on Monday night, I still believe he is ready and is the future. And Doc Turner can still kiss my ass. Well, I'm sure Doc is listening right now, Adam, and he will take that to heart.
Well, apparently they don't think he's ready. I don't
think
you know what I'm thinking, bro? I think they went to the old, well, it'll be like, you know, Drew Brees got hurt, right? Everyone kept screaming, put in a rookie, put in a rookie, put in a rookie. They put in the old veteran guy. What the hell was his name? Drew Brees' backup.
Oh, when he got hurt,
right.
They put in McCown.
Right. He's been around, so this isn't new to him. So they played it safe and put him in, and he almost beat Carolina. And I think that's WWE's mentality is put the belt on Sheamus because this is, you know, familiar territory. We can trust him and just have him dance around with it for a while until we.
It might be that, but I also thought to myself, the way they kind of felt like they were screwing him, I saw a lot of outrage from fans on Twitter that were saying, "Oh, just put the belt on Roman and get it over with." So, like, to me, it's almost like they're almost trying to give him like the Daniel Bryan treatment.
Oh, they're fucking him over.
Yeah, they just keep screwing him over, and putting the boots to him
until he finally gets his chance.
Yeah, and then it's like before, and it will play out like this if they can stick to the script. Like, if they keep screwing him and he won't win it, eventually the fans are gonna like be ready to, you know, have a mutiny and basically say, okay, we're sick of this. Just give the man the belt.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how much y'all are screwing him. It's like reverse psychology of we're going to. You know, you didn't want him with the belt as far as Roman goes, but we're going to make you want him with it by the way we screwing him over. Because that's unfortunately to me how wrestling seems to get booked nowadays. I mean, you don't have true baby faces anymore.
No.
I'll give you an example. How many people actually cheer you when you come out and you're a heel?
Yeah, some people do, but I mean, not a lot.
But the point is, like, the heels nowadays are like the face. It's all screwed up. It's backwards.
Well, see, everybody wants to be Steve Austin.
Right. Everybody can't be Steve Austin.
Yeah, they all want to be, I'm a bad guy, but I'm a badass bad guy.
Right.
And
right,
I don't
want to
be
right.
that at all. I want to be like Satan, to where if they see I died in a Times-Picayune, they got a smile on their face.
Keep screwing.
Yeah. Like,
Keep shitting on them. Even when they cheer you, shit on them.
Yeah, for real. So.
That's how it's done. No, I agree. But even then, what I mean is you'll still have some that still, I guess they take to you as a favorite. Maybe they don't like you, but they like what you do.
Yes, right.
If that makes sense. All right, where am I at on this one? That was Adam. Okay, Eddie. Eddie says, I just started listening a few weeks ago, and I like the show. Not sure who this Doc guy thinks he is, but he definitely makes us all mentally irregular, as you always say, Mike. Anyway, thanks for the entertaining podcast weekly. You and Hardbody Harper do a good job. My only thought on this week was that Survivor Series was bad. Does anyone really buy into Sheamus? Can they just give Roman the title and be done with it? See, this is exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, people are at this point saying, just give Roman the belt and get it over with. We're tired of this. And this is just one guy, but I did see a bunch of people on Twitter kind of tweeting that on Sunday night when they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, wrestling fans nowadays are so finicky, it's ridiculous. But, hey, before I get into the Twitter stuff, I do have to plug my sponsor. So I want to say thanks to Jason Smith, who is your trusted farmer's insurance advisor in the state of Texas. Whether you need auto, home, life, any type of coverage, if you are in the state of Texas, give my buddy Jason a call at 972-834-2516. He can even do it through email at jason@goodguyllc.com. Contact him there with your information. He will not bug you. He will not give you the sales pitch. He will do a free assessment for you. He can do it through email. He's assured me. That way it saves you time. I've said this before on the podcast. The man has saved me $400 just this year on my home coverage. I had a farmer's agent, but I called my buddy Jason, and he hooked me up with better coverage, higher coverage as far as what was covered, and a lower premium. So call my buddy Jason there. Also, check out Traders Village TNA's Wrestling Palace, where they basically have all of your wrestling memorabilia needs. You can give them a call at 469-337-8537. And then if you want to stay in shape like Hardbody Harper
right.
and myself and hit the gym, you can also give our friends at Better Choices a call. It's co-founded by healthy lifestyle coaching duo Eric and Malika Bill of New Orleans, Louisiana. And when it comes to healthy tips as far as lifestyle, recipes, meal planning, all that good stuff, motivation and support, they are your personal healthy lifestyle coaches. Give them a look up online at www.betterchoicesco, and they're also on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff at Better Choices CEO. They told me to remind the fans and anyone who is looking to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle that the first initial consultation is free, and they are very reasonable with their costs and trying to help you. Basically, it's not a diet. They help you out with your workouts. They help you out with your meal planning and all that good stuff. They spend time with you on the phone via Skype. It's not one of those things where you're just paying them and they hand you something. They actually consult with you. Now, they're not going to turn you into Hardbody Harper where you're, 225 pounds of lean, mean, bodybuilding machine with the women like Michelle Tafoya, wanting to jump all over you all the time. But they can help you get in better shape, live a healthier lifestyle, because together they lost a combined 300 pounds if I'm reading my notes correctly. So, they won't turn you into Harper, but they will help you live a healthy life. But then again, nobody can turn you into Harper.
That's right.
Bruh, I mean, come on, man. Much you weigh? What, about 215 pounds? Lean, 230? Lean,
210?
210?
Yeah.
210 and ripped to shreds
that's
if you've
right.
never seen him. Brother looks like a Greek god.
Solid steel and sex appeal, baby.
Solid steel and sex appeal. I mean, you follow his plan, he can get you knuckle deep in Michelle Tafoya.
Wow, that's real classy. Wow. Knuckle deep.
Hey, man, I'm repeating Doc Turner. That's his term, knuckle deep. Oh, man. So let me hit y'all up with the Twitter mentions we had this week now that we took care of our business with our wonderful sponsors. I got James Lee at ANANASI01 says, this was the best show talking about Survivor Series that have been done in months. Only surprise was Tyler Breeze winning, but the rest was great and the end was classic. Also, the reason everyone is upset is because Ambrose did not win. Reigns winning made people upset to start with. I personally love the ending with Sheamus. Now, can we get a line with Sheamus versus Reigns, and it can lead us to the Rumble due to he was the champ, so he should get a rematch. Hey, Harper, you think they're going to drag that out to, the Royal Rumble and then into WrestleMania? Because I think that's what James was referring to in his tweet.
I don't think it's going to last that long.
Yeah, I kind of had trouble with that, too.
Yeah.
Man. Somebody else, I'm going through the tweets real quick, but somebody else actually tweeted that, too, and I was like, I don't know. That seems kind of far out, dude.
Yeah.
Because you got You got January,
yeah,
February.
Yeah, for real. January. Yeah.
December, I mean, you know.
I see him losing that belt to him within the next pay-per-view or two.
That's what a lot of people were tweeting. They were like, oh, he's definitely going to lose it at TLC. Because you saw the announcement, I'm assuming.
Right, yeah.
TLC. I kind of would have to lean towards believing that more than he's going to keep it. You know, with all due respect, James, on your tweet, because I appreciate it. You always follow the show and listen and tweet me. I don't see him holding it till then. That just seems kind of far, man. Can you imagine if Sheamus has it till WrestleMania?
Damn. No.
Let me tell you, if he does, you really going to see people going, well, y'all just give Roman the god.
Yeah, damn. God, they'll be begging.
I mean, you'll have a full-on riot for people wanting Roman Reigns with the belt at that point.
Yeah, they're gonna start screaming. They're going to hijack Raw like they did with –
They will.
Yeah.
With Punk. They will. Okay, Oriole King 08 on Twitter says, I actually enjoyed the pay-per-view. To be honest, though, I was more happy Goldust returned than Sheamus' cash-in. I was happy to see Goldust come back. And it was on he was on the undercard, so it's always good to see Dustin. I mean, I respect. I don't know about you, but man, it's hard to take a bump as you get older. And that dude's like 46 now, 47 maybe.
He's probably somewhere around that, yeah. Because he's been doing this since I was a kid,
right? And he started. I mean, obviously, he started as soon as he could,
yeah.
But. You know, so, I do like to see the old guys that can get in there and go. And he's in great shape, actually, too. I mean, he's probably in some of the best shape of his life,
yeah.
which helps him out. You're going to recognize this next tweet. At Amaya Jade said.
Oh, Lord.
She tweeted this show. I was enjoying it, but then the ending happened, talking about a Survivor Series. So, sorry, Jade, if you're listening, I don't know what to tell you. Like I said, I was okay with it, but that's based on the fact that I see what they're trying to make people fall in love with Roman.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. He's getting the Daniel Bryan. We're going to screw you enough and you'll eventually get the belt. They'll be begging for it. Nick Jason Lopez, on Twitter, didn't feel Big Four worthy as far as the pay-per-view goes. They soured Reigns. I don't know what Nick means by that. By having him win the title, the moment happened already. Why bother? Nick's a buddy of mine, but I just don't know what he means by that. Can you read into that at all, Harper?
They soured him?
I guess he's saying, like, actually having him win. Maybe they shouldn't even let that happen. Like, maybe the cash-in should have happened before he actually won.
No, because you don't see it again?
I guess. But... at the same time, if you would have been watching it, I'm telling you, I was watching going, okay, he won. Where's Sheamus at?
Yeah.
A minute went by, and I was like, okay, he won. Where's Sheamus at? And it didn't happen. And before I knew it, it felt like 5 or 6, I don't know how many minutes it was. So whoever's listening to this, don't freaking tweet me saying, you dumbass, it was fucking 6 minutes and 33 seconds. Okay, we got it. You got it down to a T. But it kept lingering. I was like, oh shit, maybe Sheamus isn't coming out. And then Triple H's music hit, and he came out, and I was like, okay, what's going on? So like, and you know, I mean, to me, Triple H is such a heel, man. People like really didn't like that, the way he came out, and then Roman spears him, and then freaking Sheamus comes out, cashes in. So I don't know if that's what he means, if he means they shouldn't have let him win it, but I will say this, being that they did let him win it, and then they paused for so long, as far as by the time Sheamus came out, I think that built up like a little bit more hatred and saying, oh, you just really did screw him. Why'd you even let him have it for 6 or 7 minutes? Maybe that's what he means. I don't know.
Well, I guess he's technically in the record books now.
Yeah, he technically is. I mean, he held it for, you know, 5 minutes, but at G187THE says, in response to people hating on the ending, I find it funny that some people, here we go. He's right. We say this every week. I find it funny that some people will just watch to rant. There's some great wrestling happening out there. Man, the dude's got a point. I say it all the time. Because, okay, Harper, you even say it all the time. You don't watch every Monday night.
No.
But at the same time, you ain't shitting on everything that they do.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's right, man. It's the same, you know, basement living, freaking single men, 28 years old, sitting in the basement or in their house.
Where's my hot pocket, Mom?
Mom, what's for dinner?
Mama.
We haven't. Right.
That's new Fallout 4, Mama.
Bro, let me ask you a question. You play video games?
Not like the Xbox and all that? Nah.
Yeah. Did you used to?
Bro, I still have the old school Nintendo and Atari hooked up, bro.
Here's why I'm asking that. Because I remember back in the day, we talking about these dudes who shit on everything, sitting in mama's basement or sitting in their room and they 25 years old and complain about everything. Back in the day, I used to have time on my hands before I was married, had a full-time job, you know, all that good stuff. I actually went to work for a living. So, like, it kills me, these people who, they do that, but not only shitting on WWE, but they got to go out and get the Fallout 4.
Yeah.
You know,
right at midnight.
At midnight, right? I'm going to get some heat from this. I can see all the gamers tweeting.
And they're like 28 years old and shit.
29, 30 years old. Sitting at Target or GameStop at midnight when it comes out. Oh, yeah, dude, you know it. You know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't have time for that. I mean,
I don't. That's what I'm saying. It's not that I don't want to.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, let's say like 10 years ago, I would get the Call of Duties and all that and sit there and, But, bro, I just don't have time for that, you know? I'm a grown-ass man.
I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I'm a grown-ass man. Bro, let me tell you something. If I had time for stuff like that, I might still be working independent wrestling.
Yeah, you probably would be.
Because I'd have actually time to do it. I don't have time to be sitting around playing video games all day, man. Bro, they got dudes who will play that shit all night long online. I'm like, damn, ain't you got some pussy you could be getting?
Yeah, see, like, you see, I play the old school Contra, bro. I got 6 shoe boxes full of Nintendo games. I ain't bullshitting, bro. I got 6 shoe boxes. You name it, I got them. And I might play it every other day for like a half an hour. I might get my Contra on or something, but that's about it.
Bro, you got original
Bro,
Nintendo
I have
game?
An original Nintendo. I got about legit 6 shoe boxes.
Them damn games still work?
Yeah, dude. I have an Atari with about 60, 70 games. They all still work, bro.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I know with the Nintendo, you used to have to blow the damn cartridge.
Yeah. Well, you see, the way you clean it is you spray Windex on the Q-tip, and that's what cleans it. But they got dust in there that's been sitting in there for freaking 30 years.
All right. So we found out one thing. Harper still plays the original Nintendo Contra. That's real classy.
Bruh. It never gets old.
You talk, but you're not playing it all night,
no,
right?
Uh-uh. It's like it's like watching WrestleMania 3. I never get tired of freaking watching that, and that's how like Contra
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. That's cool. All right, let me get to the rest of these questions. God dang, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent. I'm gonna get some hate. I already know they love to send me hate mail. About when I start, you know, bagging on things. So all you gamers out there, I ain't hating on you. I ain't mad at you. I understand you like to play your video games. It's cool. No big deal. Keep playing your video games all night. I'm just saying some folks, like Harper ain't married, but, you know, married folks like me with full-time job, couple kids, you know, coach Little League Athletics. It's a little hard for us to play video games all night. I got to go to work in the morning and stuff. And
yeah,
whatnot. I grown up man, probably, you know what I'm saying? Harper got to go to work, you know. I mean, he got to get his workout on. He got to keep that body in top shape,
right.
So he don't have time for that all night long. You know what I mean? So, all right, moving right along. ALH Pro Photo says, the pay-per-view was good, but I wish they had turned Reigns heel. But I did feel sympathy for him, so I guess the swerve worked in that way. I told you. They got their sympathy thing down for him. Yep. At Cordell Kevin, good matches, but bad booking, though. I guess I'll watch tonight. He was talking about Raw. He sent me this Sunday to see where they're going with it. But I really feel they should have done better. Man, you know, I can understand that type of criticism with it. It's, you know, the thing about wrestling, and Harper, you could speak to this. You could take a million and one angles on something, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like writing a book. There's no...
Right.
There's no set.
There's no set way to drive to Houston. I mean, you could take the I-10.
There you go.
But there's other routes.
Right. There's other alternatives to help to get there. So I mean, you know, Cordell always tweets the show. He always talks about things like that. And he's a big time fantasy booker guy. So yeah, no. I can definitely understand that. I mean, at the same time. I guess I'm just a benefit of the doubt guy. I always have trouble, too. I don't know if I've told you this before. I have trouble criticizing a lot of things WWE does because, bro, it's hard to criticize somebody that's top of the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, not that I'm going to say anything's good or bad, but not that I can't say something's bad, but they're doing something right. Hell, even in a bad week, they still had almost 3 million viewers.
Yeah,
Monday.
I mean, right. To get the kind of viewers they have consistently for what, 25 years?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's and it's funny because, like, you know, people will say, hey, talk more about Ring of Honor. Well, as you can see, I've gotten, I think, 2 Ring of Honor things.
Yeah.
You know, this nobody wants to talk about it. You know, it's not, and I actually like Ring of Honor, but, you know, nobody really sends stuff in.
That's
so
nice.
That's right. At Chase M262, I love the swerve ending. Undertaker's entrance was good. Enjoyed Goldust's return. And the first 2 tournament matches with Owens and Ambrose and Reigns and Del Rio were good. I agree, Chase. I liked it. Although I didn't have a problem with the ending. Not that you did. So I appreciate you tweeting us. And the last tweet that I got for the night was at THOG94, Thog. That's Doc's buddy, man. Doc gives him hell and he gives Doc hell. I wasn't happy with Survivor Series or Raw, but screw it. Doc isn't around, so it's all good. I'll just enjoy listening to you and Hardbody Harper.
That's right, baby.
Hashtag that's real classy. And he means it, too. he means it. He actually, there was some other guy that was tweeting the show this morning, and I tweeted him back. And he was saying he enjoyed the show. Some new guy, I don't know who he is, some listener, and he said, man, it was real good, man. I really enjoyed listening to y'all and what y'all talk about on the show. It's fun and whatnot. And I said, look, I said, man, just so you know, I don't want you to get offended by that Doc Turner guy. I was like, he's just kind of a little off. And your boy tweeted back, Thog94 tweeted back. Yeah, just kind of treated as like water rolling off of a duck's back. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
That's what we do, shit. But no, other than that, man, that was all the questions for the week. I got a couple of show plugs before I get out of here with everything. First one is December 13th in Ardmore, Oklahoma at Ardmore Middle School, bell time, 7 p.m. Imperial Wrestling Revolution has a card called December to Remember that will feature TNA's Rebel from the Knockouts and ROH's Raymond Rowe is on that card. I know Raymond worked for y'all a few years back before that's in it, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I know the Wildcat card is on January 9th in New Orleans. And then there is another Imperial Wrestling Revolution show that is taking place on January 16th up at Fire Lake Arena. Jim Ross is going to be there. It's I'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. But that card is ridiculously stacked with former WWE and TNA and current actually TNA talent that's on the calendar as of today. Harper, I know you probably don't know much about the January 9th show, but if you do, man, just let me know. Yeah, I figured it. Couple things before I get out of here. If you enjoy the show and are a first time listener, please retweet us, share us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please write a review on iTunes and Stitcher. Reviews help build the audience of the show, and each time you share us on Facebook and retweet us on Twitter, Yeah, man, you never know who's watching and listening, because honestly, that's how a lot of we get our followers. They see your retweet and whatnot, and before you know it, we got a new listener. I can't tell you how many times I've had someone tweet me saying, hey, that's how they found us, from a friend. So we appreciate it, and that's how we keep growing. But like I said, make sure you write us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Podbean doesn't have a review process at this point, but iTunes and Stitcher does, so I appreciate it. And as far as this week's guests go, well, wait, before I get to that, so at the end of the show, Harper, you'll have to listen to this once it airs. I did have one person send in an audition recording.
No way.
Yeah, Cordell Kevin did. It's about a minute and 18 seconds. What I'm going to do is, at the close of the show, once the Stoner Brothers interview and discussion is over, I'm going to play it. And it's mainly directed at Doc Turner. I'll let the fans be the judge of it. But Cordell is looking for to replace Doc. So he sent in
I got to hear this. Play it now.
I wish I could, man, but it's on
hear
YouTube.
It.
It's on YouTube, so I can't play the file while I'm recording. It's not going to pick it up if I play through the computer. So, I mean, I guess I could rig it to where I play it on my tablet.
Bro, that's going to be awesome.
And you know what? Hold on a second. Let's see if this will work right here. That way we don't have to wait till the end of the show. And I know many of y'all tuned in for the Stoner Brothers. I'm gonna get to that in 1 second. This takes like a minute 18. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. I got it queued up. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you hear that? All right. So, y'all fans, listen to this. Listen. This is longtime listener of the Book in the Territory podcast. Kevin Cordell, at Cordell Kevin on Twitter, and this is his audition tape with his wife introducing him in order to take Doc Turner's place on the show.
Got his wife in it, too?
Oh, yeah, he's got his wife on it. So hang tight and listen real quick. It's about a minute and 18.
Book in the Territory, brought to you by Kevin Cordell, because Doc Turner is a little mentally irregular right now. Due to the Cowboys' win, he's locked in his room, drinking vodka, crying, and looking at nude photos of Tony Romo. And here's Kevin.
Fans, welcome to Book of the Territory. I'm Kevin Cordell. I'm here today to hopefully bring you a real classic audition tape that's not about the Cowboys, but it's actually going to give you intelligent information about the top independent wrestling today, like Wildcat Sports, OVW, Hood Slam, House of Hardcore, and more, and also actual intelligent information and conversation about ROH, TNA, New Japan, and WWE. But if you're wondering about Doc, I'm sure he's going to be fine. Once he gets out of his vodka coma, I'm sure he'll be back in 2, 3, 4 weeks, whenever the Dallas Cowboys actually win another game again. But today we focus on what's really going on in the world of professional wrestling. You know Mike's going to have a great interview at the end of the show. You know Hardbody's going to leave Michelle Fuentes and come over and have a great time with us today. So sit back, buckle up, and listen to a great show. Doc, bye, Felicia.
Did you get all that?
Yeah, bro.
He told Doc, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, all right, yeah. So that is Kevin Cordell's audition to replace Doc Turner in the near future. We'll let y'all tweet us and tell us if you think he should replace Doc on a future episode. And I will leave it at that. So, Kevin, thanks for sending that in. All right, so before I get out of here, like I was saying, before we got to chatting about things on this week's podcast with myself and Hardbody Harper, we've got Hood Slam's Rick Scott and Scott Rick, a.k.a. the Stoner Brothers, on this week's episode of the show. They're going to talk a little bit about Hood Slam. I mean, you know, you've already heard from a couple of the other Hood Slam guests that I've had. Drugs Bunny and Sheik Khan have been on. They've talked a lot about the start of Hood Slam, how it all got started, the alternative nature, I guess I'll call it, but good wrestling that Hood Slam is. So I'm in the process of getting more and more of the Hood Slam folks on. So for all of my Hood Slammers tuning in this week out in Oakland in the California area, I appreciate it. I've been in touch with Brittany Wonder, who will be on soon. She and I are just coordinating some time. And for the rest of the Hood Slam talent, just hang with me. I am going to get to you at some point in the near future, and I appreciate all the interest that you all have for wanting to be on the show. Other than that, like I said, retweet us, get the word out. Follow us on Twitter at BTT_podcast. If you want to follow me personally, it's at Mike504Saints. If you want to follow Hardbody Harper, it's at CJH Hudat. I would ask him what it is, but he's hardly ever on there, so he may not know. That's real classy, right? Other than that, just hang tight. I'm going to throw it over to the discussion that I had with the Stoner Brothers. I appreciate you all tuning in this week, fans. Thanks again.
All right, Booker, to tell the story, fans, I'm sitting here with the Stoner Brothers from Hood Slam tonight. I've been trying to get to them for a couple weeks now. We finally got them on. So what's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. Just chilling, smoking, slamming bodies. You know, that's what we do.
I hear you. That's right. Chilling, smoking, slamming bodies. That's what y'all do at Hood Slam, from what I can see. And as you know, have y'all listened to the two episodes that I've had with Khan and Drugs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So y'all know the story about how I found out about Hood Slam then.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to say it, and I'm going to repeat it again for about the 100th time to anybody who's listening to my show. When I first heard about y'all and checked it out, I was like, this is the greatest shit I've seen in a long time. To see Drugs Bunny come out with the fucking powder and tossing it up, and then to hear Manimal after I had seen it. Manimal, I want y'all to tell me this story, because Manimal was telling me about some kind of match y'all do with the joint, with the weed, where, like, yeah, you take a puff and pass it. I don't remember. He was telling me, and I lost the audio from the recording. So we can probably get started there. Why don't y'all tell me about that match or whatnot that Manimal's trying to tell me about, where you know, you pin the guy and you take a puff. Or I can't get it straight, so I'll let y'all tell me.
It's an ancient Smoklahomian pastime is what it is. It's called the Iron Lung Challenge. So it's pretty much just like a last man standing match, but instead of like the ref counting while the guy's down, the other team, it's the first team to finish the blunt while the guy's down. So if you finish the blunt, you win the match.
That's pretty much it. You finish the blunt, you win the match.
Yep.
All right, who came up with that idea? I'm just curious. Out there in Oakland, was it y'all? Was it somebody else?
I mean, we came up with the idea, but I mean, it's been around a long time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the idea. You know, from hey. it's been passed down from stoner generation to stoner generation, and me and Scotty know what we're doing when it comes to the Iron Lung Challenge.
I got it. Y'all got it mastered, from what I can understand.
Yeah.
Pretty much what I'm hearing. Hey, how long y'all been working? How long you been doing shows?
Almost 13 years.
Oh, y'all been doing this for a while then. And Hood Slam. So prior to Hood Slam, y'all both from California?
Yep.
Okay. So prior to Hood Slam, where were y'all? Y'all just were pretty much working in California or doing some traveling or what?
Like West Coast, man, and then we moved to Florida for a while with Sam, and it sucked out there, so we came back. You know, like he was saying, all the good talent's out here, man, so this is what we came back to. And then, you know, Hood Slam started up, and it's just been building from there, man. You know, we do Hood Slam. We got our Stoner Youth School over here, where we teach people how to wrestle. We got good shit going on, man.
And I feel Oakland, you on that one.
And Oakland has some of the best weed in the world.
All right, don't make fun of me. I don't do that, but I ain't got nothing against nobody that does. So just so y'all. I'm you know, corporate America type guy. You know, it's not like I can just go around and just puff puff. You know what I mean? But anyway, no. I actually like the fact that, hey, man, you know, whatever floats your boat. I'm that type of dude. You know, if certain things make you happy, as long as it ain't making you kill me or do harm to me and my family, man, knock yourself out. And from what I can see up in Hood Slam, that's part of the environment. It looks like everybody has a damn good time doing it. So I ain't got nothing against it. Matter of fact, I can't wait to make it out there one day and check it out.
Yeah,
check
yeah.
the show out, I should say.
Yeah, it's an awesome show, man. You know, to like to what you were saying, to each his own, man. But we live in America, right? So
that's right. Yeah,
we can do whatever we want.
That's right, man. You can land it free, man. Land it free. Hey, while we talking about some things. So I don't know the story, and from what I know, the story's been told. I hope y'all don't mind me asking. If y'all don't want to answer, that's cool. I'm cool with that. Manimal was telling me something about y'all had gone down to WWE, and I don't know if it was a try. I don't know what it was. I just know he told me that y'all had went down there. Do y'all want to talk about that? If not, no problem. But I figured I'd ask. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask.
We don't really got much to say about it. We went down there. We didn't like what we saw, so we left. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Plain and simple. I ain't mad at you. I can read between the lines.
Yeah, we love Oakland too much, man, and we love Hood Slam, so... shit, we're just going to build this and make it hopefully the biggest thing in wrestling, man.
Dude, it's on its way. I mean, I'm in Texas, and I hear about it. I'm glad MVP dropped a nugget about it. He did it again this week. And, man, I'm telling you, the more if people would just go and look and check it out, they'd probably like it. That's all I can say. And I like the fact that, you know, somebody, I guess you can call him, I guess, mainstream because, you know, he's been in WWE. A guy like MVP mentions it because I feel like I've told people this. I don't know if I've said it on the show, but, you know, like wrestling purists might be like, oh, you know, they knock it. But to me, it's nothing to knock. I mean, it's no different than, I've told Con this and drugs this. It's no different than ECW back in the day when they were changing the game, so to say. If it's a game changer, you got to go with it. So if you're a purist and you don't like it, well, that's your problem. I mean, because to me, you can be a purist and still like wrestling and like Hood Slam at the same time. Why does it have to be either or? Would y'all agree with that?
Yeah, I agree, man. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's a damn good cup of tea that I like drinking all the time. We just put it all out there, man, all of us. I think the biggest word that I could come up with is fucking fun, man. You know, you go to some shows and you're in the locker room and it's kind of like fabish. So people are, I don't know, they got their groups. In the Hood Slam locker room, man, we're like a family back there. Like everybody is related. Like the beginning of Home Alone, the movie, right? And then you got Kevin's whole family there. You know, they all love each other. They fight sometimes. They all love each other. And they all get together. That's what we do once a month, man. We get together with our family and we create something huge.
Home Alone reference.
Home Alone reference.
Hey, I'm good with that. Home Alone. Nah, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah, you're right. I can feel that, man. I remember going to shows and you get there and if you ain't having fun, man, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And from what I see, that's all y'all do. Dude, all y'all do is have fun. I got to reiterate this, and I want y'all to talk about this a little bit more and elaborate because I've said this a few times, and I don't want people to get the impression that Hood Slam is just about like an alternative type, I guess, character-driven environment. You guys know how to wrestle. Like, I want y'all to talk about that because that's the main thing. I need people to take that from when I bring, you know, y'all on and Drugs Bunny on and whatnot and Cotton on. I need people to realize that, man, these dudes and women, too, they can wrestle. They just ain't going out there, you know, with some gimmick-type match. It's about the in-ring work as well. So can y'all talk about that for a little while?
Yeah, man, fucking all of us have been trained for a long time and, like, have been doing the indie circuit for, like, at least the past 10 years for, like, a good chunk of Hood Slam, you know, the roster. Just the characters, you know, it's all of us just letting loose and having fun, but wrestling our asses off at the same time. And, shit, man, we go all over the place and wrestle, but I really put it out there on the line at Hood Slam because it's fun, like D said, you know. Plus, it's like friendly competition, man. Like, you know, we all go out there trying to like steal the show, and but at the same time, like each match fills the whole night up. You know, you could be first match and set the tone off hot, and or be last match and close the show out. But I think, like, from top to bottom, everybody, like, puts it all out there and busts their ass in that ring, man, and fucking good-ass workers.
Yeah, that's what I want people to understand, because I've gone on YouTube and I've checked out Hood Slam, and, you know, it's one thing to watch y'all come out there and do y'all thing as far as the entrances and you know, I call them characters and whatnot. But it's another thing to actually watch the matches and you're like, man, they know what they're doing. It just isn't like a damn, you know, play where you got some characters out there and then they just go flop around in the ring and you're like, oh, shit, the in-ring work is bad. Nah, it's all around. It's all around good. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, another thing that's cool, man, is, like, everybody in the back watches the show, so nobody's doing the same thing over and over throughout the whole night. Like, you won't see, like, 20 clotheslines in a show. You're going to see a bunch of shit, you know, that's outside the box. You know, not your normal shit, but it's fucking athletic. Like, Mike Hayashi, Chupacabra, Dark Sheik, James, Virgil. Those are probably like five, Link, six of the best athletes on the West Coast right now, man. And those guys can all go hard.
Right.
And we got it at Hood Slam, man. I mean, there's talk about indie wrestlers being weekend warriors, but, like, none of us are really weekend warriors, man. Me and my brother train 4 days a week, and then we do shows on the weekend. And it's the same with, like, half the, at least, night. I'd probably say about 70% of the roster is the same way. And, like, all of that in one locker room puts on one hell of a show. And then you got all those years in the business between everybody, so everybody's got a great mind for this shit, man, and like Doc Atrocity, he's been around the business so fucking long. His brain added to everybody else's brain in the locker room, like, creates greatness. Fucking our trainer, Joe Applebomber, Joey Nugs, he has been around a fucking long time also. And he comes over here and trains with us twice a week to stay in shape and to fucking, you know, keep up with the times. And shit, man. He lost like 150 pounds wrestling and eating right. And he's there, man. He's there.
No, that's, yeah. No, that's good. Man, you got to perfect your craft. You got to work at it. You just can't show up on a Friday night or Saturday and then expect, I'm going to do it again in a week or two and be just as good. You got to work at it. You got to do your thing. I know when I was talking to Drugs, that's what he was telling me. Like, you know, from the everybody, all of y'all, when I talk to y'all, it's all about the family atmosphere and the back and whatnot. But it's also the resounding theme is hard work. You know, we do it. We go out there. You know, we say fuck the fans, but, I mean, we go out there and we put on a hell of a show for them. So it's, you know, that FTF is one thing, but we go out there and we work hard during the week. Every week, and then we go out there and put on a good show, and they enjoy it. I mean, y'all are packing. That was the thing that shocked me the very first time I saw it, Hood Slam was, I was like, man, the freaking fans up against the damn ring apron. I was like, they're literally walking. They ain't going outside the ring. When then Drugs corrected me. He's like, nah. He's like, dude, they'll clear it out. He's like, they'll fucking dive off the top rope, and our ring announcer will clear the area and say, you better get your ass moving. I don't know if that's his exact words, but I just was like, holy crap, man, this building's packed, and I haven't seen any photos of the new building yet. I know they were talking about it online the other day. Is that one pretty good as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was our first show over there, so it wasn't, like, super packed, but there was still, like, at least six 7 almost. I'll tell you about the crowd being up there, man. It's awesome because one time fucking Ricky had this dude up in a gorilla press. His name was Sexy Chino. He weighs about a 95 pounds soaking wet.
I know who he is.
He gorilla pressed him into the crowd, and the crowd on shoot crowd surfed him back in. So he did it again, and then the crowd surfed him back in again. He had to do like three times to actually get him out. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I've seen him work at a show down in Louisiana a couple years back. But yeah, man, that's awesome, dude. So three times he threw him out there, and they body surfed him back in.
Yeah, man, they just body surfed him back in. It was a battle royal, so I was trying to eliminate him, and the fans kept bringing him in over the top rope.
They didn't want the night to end, man. They were trying to tell you something. Fuck that. Keep this party going.
Everybody wants to see Chino dance. That's all, man.
Yeah, because that's his gimmick, right? The whole sexy Chino dance. Yeah, man. Oh, hey. So I don't think I've asked this before. How fucked up are the fans there? Like after a couple hours of a show, it's got to get pretty rowdy in there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean that in a good way. Not when I say rowdy, I mean like drinking, having a good time, watching wrestling.
Yeah. And there's a halfway through the show, you go walk around and see a bunch of stumblers all over the place. A couple people outside, like hanging onto the curb. Yeah, man. But everybody really has a good time. Even like, I don't know, I've talked to a few like wasted people there, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is the best night ever!" Like as they're puking and shit. But
it's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Do you see? Oh, go ahead. I mean to cut you off.
No, it's all good. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say like so. Now I've talked about this on previous shows, but the future of Hoodslam, because I really believe if given the opportunity, it could be something big. I mean, it's an alternative. I mean, it's not WWE, but that's a good thing. I mean, that's the problem with most indies. Everybody wants to be WWE. Well, everybody can't be WWE. Everybody ain't got WWE's money. So the future of Hoodslam, I was kind of like asking Khan. I was like, y'all going to start touring? Man, what's going to happen? Because I can see people flocking to see it. I mean, it's an adults-only thing, but damn. I mean, I like I said, if y'all were closer, I'd love to go, to a show or two. But can y'all see that in the future? Obviously, you want to take it slow at a time. You don't want to just bite off more than you can chew, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, man, I don't know. We've been doing this 5 years already. And, things just keep getting better each year. So I don't see that being far off in the future. I mean, because it'd be pricey because we got to, take everybody, get a rent, find a venue that's cool. It would just take time, man. That's all. It'll happen.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. I mean, for now, y'all got the YouTube channel, $1.99, right? Still $1.99?
Yep. Did you get your subscription yet, man? I heard you didn't have it last time when you were talking cost.
I still don't have it. I got to get it. I've looked at all the free shit at this point, but I don't have it. I got enough trouble trying to record a podcast and work full time and handle a wife and two kids. So it's a little rough on the edges sometimes as far as getting enough time to get it. But I need to spend the $2 and get it. I can't lie. I mean, there's because from what a buddy of mine he got it. He's like, dude, there's so much on there, and like you'd be watching it forever. And Con was telling me, they're still loading stuff every day to it. Not every day, but there's a lot of stuff. Because didn't y'all like go back from like what was it, 2010? Just start kind of loading everything up on it.
Yeah, man, we got like 2011, 2012, 2013. There's a bunch of shows that still need to go up there. So there's like constantly like once a week a show going up.
Tight, that's tight. Hey, I'm not gonna say this dude's Twitter handle. What the hell was that last night on Twitter? I don't want to give him no like publicity. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, we don't need to even talk about that. That's what I'm working.
Did you want to talk about it? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? I was like, I didn't know if it was somebody y'all knew. That's why I was asking. I didn't respond. I don't know who the hell it is. So I just was like, I left it alone.
No, it's exactly what I said. It's just some mark that was trolling one of my students. So that's it.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, that motherfucker's trolling all right. It's been like nonstop for like 24 hours from what I saw. I mean, I don't know if anything was happening before that, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, anyways. So
I didn't mean to go there, but.
So MVP, man, he's been putting over Hood Slam like what, right?
Yeah. Big time. That's
so fucking cool. The guy himself is really cool. The first time he came and checked out, man, he was really just happy, man, with the atmosphere. And then all the boys in the back, he just really enjoyed himself. And, shit, man, he blended in perfectly. So, yeah, MVP, holla. Thanks for putting us over, cuz.
Dude, he actually, the first time he kind of really just mentioned Drugs' name. But this last time, man, he dropped y'all. He talked about Khan, Drugs Bunny, Link. I don't want to miss nobody. So, you know, anybody listening to this, don't get mad. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. But anyway, he kind of really talked a lot more about y'all this time, and it really, really put y'all over. I mean, not that he didn't do it last time, but, man, I'm glad, man. He's out there. He's, you know, I tweeted it to him. I was like, dude, here's the link. I'm like, you talking about it on the show this week. Here's the link to my discussion with Khan, and he tweeted that shit back out, man. I was like, hell yeah, get the word out, man. That way them dudes can get, you know, more publicity. Anything that helps, dude. Any new listener, any new name that can find y'all is what's going to help down the road. I'm not talking about just California. That's why I asked the question about, you know, eventually moving around one day and actually touring, because, God, I'd hope to see something like that for a company. Again, different. It's different. It ain't the same thing, and that's what I think sells. But, yeah, he definitely put y'all over, dude.
Yeah, I know Bull wanted to do some stuff in Texas. And, you know, we got brothers all over the United States, man. So just connecting in the right place and finding the right venue would be all we got to do.
Yeah, I was glad that it just so happened. Bull was like, oh, yeah, well, I can get you in touch with them dudes. I was like, you can? Hell, yeah. Let's make it happen. I got to get them on. I got to get, like I said, I want to get to so many of y'all. There's just, you know, I'd like to get to the whole roster eventually at some point over time. But, hey, man, y'all got anything y'all want to plug tonight while we on doing the show? Besides Hood Slam, I mean, that's what we've been talking about. But anything else, like your Twitter, anything?
Maybe our wrestling school we got over here. We do it at the Victory Warehouse where Hood Slam started. We train 4 days a week over here, man. And, you know, it's just all about getting in the ring and wrestling. That's what we do. We don't do much like weightlifting or anything like that, because we tell our students, go do that in your own time when you're over here. You're just going to learn to wrestle. And we've been doing that for like 2 years. We do a dojo show every third Thursday over here, just so our kids can get more work in and experience.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying those are going really good, man. We got some really good students over here. Three of them just debuted at Hood Slam. They're doing the Hayward Heat gimmick. And they got to wrestle us at Hood Slam last show, which was cool.
Gotcha.
Shit, man, we're building the future of the business over here. It's really cool to see these kids progress. It's pretty tight.
So if anybody's listening to this and is interested, where can they find y'all? That way they can get information about the school. Who can they contact?
They could hit up Stoner U on Facebook. I think that's all we got. Yeah.
Yeah, or hit us up individually ourselves.
Okay.
Yep.
What y'all pretty active on Twitter or?
I've been more active lately.
Okay.
My Facebook is more like family and bookings, and then my Twitter's like my shit talking bullshit. I just like to shit talk on Twitter. Bullshit a little bit.
Go ahead and plug your Twitter. That way the fans know where to find you.
My Twitter is at DUnitUBV, and Scotty's is what is it? Sumando Stoners.
Oh, Rando Stoners. Yeah, okay. I got you. I got both of y'all. That's right.
Huh?
I said I got both of y'all on Twitter. I just couldn't remember.
Huh?
Did I lose y'all?
Huh? He's hitting you with the Scotty's hitting you with the hug gimmick, man.
I see that, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was legit. He couldn't hear me at first, and he's going, huh? Hey, guys, but nah, man, I don't want to keep y'all too long. I know y'all got to train at night and whatnot, and I appreciate y'all getting back in touch with me and kind of plugging me along and saying, hey, man, we ready to do the show. So anytime y'all want to come back and shoot the bull, man, shoot the shit. I shouldn't say shoot the bull, man. Bull gets pissed off at me. Anytime y'all want to come back and shoot the shit, man, just let me know. This won't hit until probably end of October. I got so much stuff recorded right now. But, nah, I really do, man. I appreciate y'all coming on, dude. I can't say it enough. I really like what y'all got going on over there, as you can probably tell from listening to me and whatnot. And more people need to jump on that train and see what's going on and follow y'all because it's some good stuff, man. It's not what it looks like. It's actually great wrestling with great angles and great stories and great people doing it. So,
and a great website, birdswillfall.com.
Birdswillfall.com. Glad you said that. That way we plug it. So y'all heard that, birdswillfall.com. But nah, that's all I got, fellas, man.
I got up this morning, right, and I'm reading my Deadpool comic for a little while, smoking a blunt. And I was thinking all these things to say, and then I got on the phone and we just started bullshitting. And I don't remember anything anyways because marijuana affects the memory. But, yeah, man, thank you for having us on, bro. Thanks for putting over drugs. Thanks for putting over con. Thanks for putting over Hood Slam, bro. You know, we just try to entertain out here, man, and hopefully, you know, it's going to spread like a wildfire of zombie virus across the world soon.
I will tell you this, man. Ever since I had drugs on the show, people tweeting me like, "Hey, where can I find that information on Hood Slam?" Like, just go follow at Hood Slam, and then go to their YouTube. It's all there. It's easy to find. So, I will say that. I mean, I mean, it's not a ton, but there's people who tweet me going, "Hey, man, where can I find out more about the Hood Slam stuff?" And I'll send them that way. So hopefully, hey, I know it's not much. That's a small show that I do. Doesn't have too huge of an audience. But any little bit, I try to send them that way, folks on the West Coast, that way they can check it out. And hopefully, who knows, in the future, man, they can see him coming to a town near them. At least I hope. Would love to see it. That's for damn sure, dude. But, nah, man, no problem, man. I love having y'all on. And like I said, anytime y'all want to come back, man, just hit me up. Y'all, even if y'all just got something y'all want to get off y'all chest, just hit me up. We can do a show on the fly.
Oh, yeah, it sounds good. I got stuff on my chest sometimes, so.
I believe it, man. From what Bull tells me, y'all go full bore. Y'all ain't really afraid to speak your mind, so ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I actually like that kind of stuff on the show.
It's a five-year rule, man. Like, once you're past 5 years in the business, you can open your mouth up a little bit more. Shit, we've been, you know, almost 13 years, so if I got something to say, I'll say it.
That's right. Hey, well, fellas, look, y'all take it easy, man. I appreciate y'all coming on the Booking the Territory podcast. And, hey, just let the rest of the talent know I'm working my way through. I'll get to them, and I look forward to talking to them.
All right, man, stay up.
All right, fellas. Take it easy.
All right, y'all. I really appreciate everyone tuning in to this week's episode of the Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast and lending us your ear for the last hour and a half to 2 hours of time, however long it was. I really appreciate it. Please help us continue to grow the show by, you know, giving us a retweet or liking us on Facebook. Remember, we're on facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Real easy to find. That's Booking the Territory. We are on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. And then my personal Twitter, if you want to give me a follow, is @Mike504Saints. I talk football on there. I also talk wrestling as well. But I really appreciate the follows and the retweets and all that good stuff whenever we tweet the show. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of or with the Stoner Brothers and myself and Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports. If you did enjoy the show, send me a retweet, send me a message. Let us know that you enjoyed it and you like what we do, and we will keep on producing them for you. Also, like I said, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, or Stitcher. When you subscribe to us, it'll automatically download the show for this week to the device of your choice, as JR always says. Not that I'm trying to steal his words, but hey, it's true. So make sure you subscribe to us. And then at the same time, as you are subscribing, make sure you write us a review. Please do so on iTunes, Podbean.com, or Stitcher. Not Podbean, but iTunes and Stitcher, because when you write us a review, we fall up or we go higher up on our charts. So I can greatly appreciate all the reviews that you do. And please make them 5-star reviews if you enjoy the show, because that's what we like to see. I also want to say thanks again to all of the show sponsors. That is my buddy Jason Smith from Farmers Insurance, TNA's Wrestling Palace with all of your wrestling memorabilia needs, and Trader's Village, and Better Choices, the healthy lifestyle coaching duo from New Orleans, Louisiana. That is Eric and Malika Beal. Again, they're on Twitter at Better Choices CEO. That's about it, I think, for the week. I really appreciate everyone tuning in. Next week on the show, I have one of the greatest and biggest up-and-coming stars in the world of professional wrestling. He is Ring of Honor superstar from the House of Truth, Donovan Dijak. Yes, I said Donovan Dijak. Donovan was very kind to give me almost an hour of his time when I was allowed to interview him a few weeks back. And while we talk a little bit about wrestling, we do talk about some other things as well. And Donovan was a very kind guy. I really appreciate him coming on the show, like I do all of the stars, all of the wrestling talent that come on the show to do the episodes. And then in the weeks following, we have the one man gang. We have a 3-parter with him that is going to be really, really good, where he tells a bunch of great stories from the past. So I really appreciate you coming on, Donovan. So I want to say thanks again to the Stoner Brothers. I appreciate you all coming on. Big shout out to Hood Slam and everything that they're doing out there in California. It is, if you have never, I'm just going to say it again, if you've never been to a Hood Slam show and you're in the area and can go, check them out. I've only checked out all of their stuff on YouTube. I have not been to a live event. It's kind of hard. I live a little bit far away from California at this point, but eventually I will work my way over there and check them out. I know the talent that I've had on, including Drugs Bunny and the Stoner Brothers, they all do some great things. I'm, like I said earlier, I'm working on getting Brittany Wonder on the show from Hood Slam to do the episode and share her thoughts as well on her experiences and what she's done in her past, not only with Hood Slam, but in just wrestling in general. That's about it, folks. That is all I got for this week. Thanks again. Really appreciate you tuning in. So like I always say before we get up out this sucker, for Mike, Hardbody Harper, Doc Turner, you know what I always tell y'all when we get up out of here, book it. Some money, so I'm making my dummy rocks if I go broke. It's all they can get back.
telling me to do what I gotta do. So I up my pipe and nigga die tonight. And I'm always ready for the boys in blue. Biggie booze on my ass now. Grab the sailor phone to call bone, what's happening? Grab a teller and nigga start packing. Another motherfucker try to give me in the jacket. And then I did him. Hit him right between the eyes. Spot his wives. Wanna test a nigga's size. And it cost him. Nigga fuck around with the wrong shit. Y'all getting moved, murdered all day, all day. We done played away and I'm on the run. I'ma call my boys to bring all the guns. Y'all niggas wanna have a little fun with number one.